Mariners for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. One final time this year out on the road. From Fredericksburg, Virginia, Sam Jelinek with you here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium as the Delmarva Shorebirds are getting set to take on the Fredericksburg Nationals here in Game 1 of 6 in their final road trip of the season. Shorebirds coming off of a series win last week against the Lynchburg Hillcats. A little bit of a sour taste left in the mouth, though, after a loss on Sunday. Yet another late-blown lead for Delmarva, their fourth blown lead last week in the eighth inning or later. This was one that they could not come back from, though, as they ended up falling to Lynchburg 6-4. Delmarva led 4-0, rather, after six innings of play. In the second inning, Elio Prado, an RBI triple. Fifth inning, Dylan Beavers scored on a wild pitch, and then Adam Crampton, a two-run single in the last of the sixth. To that point, the pitching had been stellar. Connor Grady, four no-hit innings. He faced the minimum, walking one, striking out four, and getting a double play ball to face the minimum. Wyatt Chaney, that is some bad news we will have to tell you about later here in the pregame show. He did not record an out as he had to leave after just two batters due to an injury. But Edgar Portes came on and stranded two runners aboard, and things were moving pretty swiftly for Delmarva. Then the final third of the game happened. Lynchburg scored three times in the seventh, twice in the eighth, and once in the ninth to come away with a 6-4 come-from-behind victory, as the Shorebirds couldn't make it 5 out of 6, had to settle for 4 out of 6 in a series win over the Hillcats. So the Shorebirds bring in that loss on Sunday into the series against the Carolina League Northern Division leading Fredericksburg Nationals. Nationals at 33-20 here in the second half. They have, in a weird way, been treading water in the past couple of weeks after an insanely hot start to begin the season. But they just came off of a series win against the Downey's Wood Ducks. They took 4 out of 6, despite being one hit and shut out back on Sunday. So both teams, the last time that they took the field, took some pretty bad losses. Fred Nats, like we said, 33-20 here in the second half, 66-53 overall. Delmarva, they're 44-75 overall, 23-31 in the second half. This is basically the last hurrah for the Shorebirds if they want any chance at a potential playoff berth. They are 10.5 games back with 12 to go. So for all intents and purposes, their goose is cooked. But doesn't mean they can't make it fun this week, and like last year, how the Shorebirds ended up spoiling the party for the Salem Red Sox down the stretch. Maybe the Shorebirds can do that to the Fred Nats here in the second final week of the season and in their final road trip. We touched on Wyatt Chaney a minute ago, mentioned how he left last game with an injury. Well, he has now been placed on the Delmarva injured list, as well as a couple other roster moves here today. We don't have any update as to how his elbow is doing, but given the way he left the game on Sunday, we can unfortunately assume that it's not exactly a good prognosis. If we get any more info before the season is out, we'll be sure to share it with you. Chaney was one of four roster moves today for Delmarva, as they added two new faces and lost a rather new face already to High A Aberdeen. Judd Fabian was promoted to Aberdeen after posting an OPS above 1,000 in his 2 weeks with the Shorebirds. He homered three times. He was scorching hot at the plate, tearing the cover off the ball, and the Orioles saw fit to move him up pretty quickly to High A Aberdeen for the rest of the season. So, Judd, congrats. We were happy to have you here, but hate to see you go. Shorebirds in his stead, as well as with Chaney hitting the IL, they have added first baseman Max Costas, who was at the University of Maryland this year, a Terrapin. Originally from Baltimore, he was actually with Aberdeen this past week, but being sent back down here to Delmarva after he had made his professional debut down the FCL and then Aberdeen after signing as an undrafted free agent here this year. Shorebirds have also added a left-handed pitcher to the roster. That would be one Ryan Hennin. Hennin, a minor league free agent, actually spent a good chunk of this year with another Carolina League team, that's the Columbia Fireflies, and got released from the Royals organization despite throwing exceptionally well. Ended up getting released by them despite an ERA at about 3, and then got picked up 2 weeks later by the Shorebirds. So Delmarva and the Orioles more than happy to have him in the fold here. really good left-handed pitcher, 24 years old, a little bit on the older side, but everywhere that he's been, he's put up numbers thus far, so Shorebird's happy to have him for the final 2 weeks of the season with a pitching staff that's been a little beleaguered of late. And Delmarva will try to trot him out sometime later this week and bolster this pitching staff that is obviously limited a little bit by innings restrictions at this point in the season. Those are the roster moves. Kostas is not in the starting lineup tonight for Delmarva. We'll see when he makes his Shorebird's debut, probably sometime either tomorrow or later this week. Fred Nats are being introduced here, so we'll go ahead and get to the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First, for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Carter Young leads it off. He's the second baseman. Jackson Holliday is the shortstop. He bats second. Dylan Beavers, the center fielder, bats third. Max Wagner, the third baseman, hits fourth. Reed Trimble is the DH. He'll be batting fifth. Doug Hodo out in left field bats sixth. Silas Ardoin does the catching, hitting seventh. Now Albert Romero, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Elio Prado in right field rounds things out. He'll bat ninth with Keegan Gillis on the mound for the Shorebirds. Here tonight, Gillis making his second start of the year with Delmarva. He is 1-0 this year with a 2.16 ERA across three appearances with the Shorebirds. For the Fredericksburg Nationals, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup, Jacob Young leads it off. He's out in the center. JT Arruda is the second baseman batting second. Will Frizzell, the DH, bats third. Then Trey Lipscomb at third. TJ White in left. Brandon Bossier at first. Jared McKenzie in right bats seventh. Geraldi Diaz does the catching, batting eighth. And Cortland Lawson is the shortstop for the Fred Nats, batting ninth. With Jackson Rutledge the starter for the Fred Nats on the mound. He's 6-6 with a 4.80 ERA. Fred Nats have taken the field, so we'll go ahead and step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on a no longer overcast Tuesday night from just south of Washington, D.C. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals kicking off a six-game set. Shorebirds on the road for the final time this season. Shorebirds coming in at 44-75 so far this year, 23-31 in the second half. Trying to do a little damage to the top team in the Carolina League in the Northern Division. That's the Fredericksburg Nationals at 33-20 here in the second half. Fred Nats also 66-53 so far this season. Jackson Rutledge makes the start for the Fred Nats here on Tuesday night, opening the series. Shorebirds have seen a lot of him this season, but he is a brand new pitcher. Since the last time the Shorebirds saw him about a month ago now, he's 6-6 with a 4.80 ERA. that ERA about 2 runs lower than the last time Delmarva saw him in July. Rutledge gets the start for the Fred Nats on the mound. This is the defense that lines up behind him. It's DJ White out in left field, Jacob Youngs in center, Jared McKenzie in right. Trey Lipscomb's over at third, Cortland Lawson at short, JT Arruda at second, Brandon Bossier at first base, and Geraldy Diaz does the catching for Rutledge. Rutledge, a 6'8", 243-pound right-handed pitcher. First-round pick back in 2019 by the Nationals out of San Jac Junior College. Making his 19th start of the season, like we said, 6-6 with a 4.80 ERA. 86 in the third innings, he's struck out 85, walked 26, and given up 95 hits, 7 of them homers. Carter Young leads it off for the Shorebirds, switch hitter pass from the left side. Rutledge, first base out of the rubber, rocks and fires, and the first pitch of the game is a dribbler by the mound right side. Second baseman Arruda comes in, bare hands, throws to first, and gets Young. That's a real nice play by JT Arruda to open this ball game, as Carter Young nearly an infield single. But Arruda going with the bare hand, able to make the play, and there's one gone. Do or die play there for Arruda, a little dribbler just to the right of the mound. So with one out, nobody on, that brings up Jackson Holliday. First pitch from Rutledge. Holliday swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Holliday, the first overall pick in this year's draft. So far with the Shorebirds playing his fourth game now. Oh, one pitch, breaking balls on the outside half for strike two. He's 2-for-13, double, 2 runs driven in. He's walked twice and struck out 4 times. 0-1, or 0-2 rather, Holliday checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says the first base umpire today, and it's Nobu Yasuda. Calling balls and strikes, it's Corey Gerber. 1-2 on Holliday, one out top of the first. Rutledge has his sign, kicks the leg, here's the pitch, and Holliday takes just outside, 2-2. Fred Nats in their alternate red jerseys here today. Fred Nats in white across the front. Two-color cap, navy on top, and a red bill. 1-2-2. Holliday, a chopper back up the middle to the right of the shortstop, Lawson. Going to his left, he gloves, throws to first, and retires Holliday. And there's two gone here in the first. So two up, two down for Rutledge. And that brings up Dylan Beavers. Beavers hitting .350 thus far with the Shorebirds. 10 games played. No homers, 8 driven in. Rutledge into his wind. The first pitch of the AB. Beavers swings and misses. Strike one. That's now 3 batters faced for Rutledge and 3. First pitch swings on the Shorebirds. Delmarva certainly trying to be aggressive against Rutledge. 0-1. Beaver swings again, this time fouls it off. A little dribbler to the backstop. It's 0-2. Beavers with an on-base percentage just shy of .500. And an OPS a couple of points above 1,000. 33rd overall pick in this year's draft. 0-2. Beaver swings, hits it in the air, out towards left center. Left fielder White over a couple steps to his left. Puts it away. And the Shorebirds down in order here in the first. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Home half of the first, it's Delmarva nothing, and the Nationals coming to bat for the first time against Keegan Gillis, making the start for the Shorebirds. Gillis, 6'8", 255-pound righty. He is 1-0 this year with a 2.16 ERA. That's so far across 8 1/3 innings with Delmarva. Leading off for the Fred Nats, it's Jacob Young. Young, center fielder, scoring over 100 runs here this season. Easily a Fredericksburg record. First pitch from Gillis to him. It's a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Gillis, four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Straddles the rubber into his wind, the 0-1. Misses just outside, one ball, one strike. Defensively for the Shorebirds, it's Doug Hodo in left. Dylan Beavers in center, Elio Prado is in right. Gillis the wind and the 1-1. Fastball, a little high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Max Wagner plays third, Jackson Holliday at short. Carter Young's over at second. Norbert Romero at first, and Silas Ardoin does the catching. 2-1 from Gillis, misses high and outside for ball three. Gillis in his first start of the year for the Shorebirds last Wednesday. No decision against Lynchburg. Two innings, allowed two runs, five hits, one walk, four strikeouts. 3-1. Fastball in the inside corner. It's 3-2. Young, the Fred Nats leadoff man, hitting .253 this season. Two homers, 39 driven in. He's scored 103 times. 3-2. He swings, pounds a grounder into the hole at short. Holliday, the shortstop, surrounds it, throws to first. Just late. Young with blazing speed down the line, just barely able to beat the throw from Holliday, who did everything he could to make that play. It was fundamentally sound, picture perfect in fact. Surrounded it on the backhand, throw on the run was a strong throw. So Young an infield single to start in the Fred Nats half of the first. Brings up JT Arruda, switch hitter, steps in from the left side. Hitting .263 this season. Four homers, 24 driven in. Gillis from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Arruda lines it to short, speared by Holliday, throws back to first, and it's just late again. Young able to dive back in safely. As Jackson, nice spear of the liner, nearly able to turn two. But Young again, able to get the call he wants over at first. And with one away, that brings up Will Friesel. Friesel, eighth round pick from the Nationals last year out of Texas A&M. He's hitting .333 this year, 24 games with the Fred Nats. Nine homers and 28 driven in. And time called, and that's a pitch clock violation on Gillis. Ball one. No score, home half of the first. So the Fred Nats wearing their red jerseys today, the Shorebirds in their road grays. 1-0, Frizzell fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Delmarvin Black across a gray jersey with black piping up the center. Black numbers outlined in orange on the front and back. Gray pants and a black hat. 1-1, Young runs, and it's a hard ground ball through the hole right side, a base hit. Young goes first to third, and Friesel aboard at first for the base hit. And the Nationals threatening here in the first. Men of the corners and one out for Trey Lipscomb. So the Fred Nats off and running against Gillis, who allowed five hits over two innings to the Hillcats last Wednesday. Only walked one, struck out four. The five hits were easily the most he's allowed in any game he's pitched in so far in his pro career. Now the corners for Lipscomb, third round pick for the Nationals this year out of Tennessee. Gillis readies up, here's the pitch. And the fastball is a called strike. Bell tie, 0-1. Man of the corners, one out. Here's the pitch. Lipscomb takes, just a little high. 1-1. Lipscomb playing his 15th game with the Fret Nats. One homer, seven driven in. Hitting 298. 1-1. Lipscomb swings and pops it out of play. Right field side. 1-2. Young at third, Frizzell at first, one out. Bottom half of the first of a scoreless game. Gillis ready. Holds, now deals, and Lipscomb fouls it back. Still 1-2 on Trey Lipscomb. Square stands from the right side. Frizzell a short lead at first. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Lipscomb not interested. 2-2. TJ White, the left fielder, is on deck. Gillis set. Now the 2-2. And Lipscomb takes in on the hands. Fastball misses at 96. 3-2. See if Frizzell runs from first. Hasn't attempted to steal this season. No score, bomb of the first. First and third, the 3-2, and the pitch is low, ball four. Frizzell up to second, Lipscomb walks, and the bases are loaded. One away for TJ White. Keegan primarily with the Shorebirds over his career has been a reliever. For most of his professional career, that's been the case as well. Going back to his time at Tulane, he finished up with the Green Wave as a senior, as a reliever. He started his freshman and sophomore years, though. First pitch to TJ White. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. White hitting 262 this season. 10 homers, 44 driven in. Base is loaded, one out. Home half of the first pitch. White takes a fastball, doesn't get the call. Just a little up and away. 2-0. On White with nowhere to put him. Base is loaded, one out. Home half of the first, no score for now. The 2-0. Misses low. Ball three. And Gillis in danger of walking in a run. Gillis started out strong against the Hillcats last Wednesday. A scoreless first before running into trouble in the second and third. The 3-0. Fastball doesn't get the call. Just down and away. Ball four. White walks, forces home Young, and the Fred Nats on the board first. It's Fredericksburg 1, Delmarva nothing here in the last of the first. Out to the mound goes the Shorebirds pitching coach Joe Hommacher. A far earlier visit than I think he was anticipating here today. For White, that's his 45th RBI of the season. So Hommacher staring up at Gillis, all 6'8" of him, with Silas Artois, the catcher, next to him. trying to figure out where to go from here in this first. It's gone single, line out, single, walk, walk. A run is in for the Frednats, and the bases are still loaded for Brandon Bossier. Home plate umpire Corey Gerber comes out to break up the meeting. Like we were talking about, Keegan at Tulane split his time between starting and relieving. First 2 years he started, final 3 years he was a reliever. And he was a dynamite reliever. He said he really enjoys that rush of adrenaline you get when phone rings and your name is called and you come in the game. He said it's a little harder sometimes to get up for a start like that or to at least maintain that level of excitement throughout a full day. First pitch to Bossier. He swings and fouls it out of play. Strike one. Keegan said he'll try to wake up as late as he can, so in that way the anticipation, the excitement doesn't eat away at him all day long. Bossier, the batter from the left side. Four homers, 49 driven in. He's hitting 238. Gillis the full wind and the 0-1. Fastball outside corner. Able to spot up on the edge. It's 0-2. Base is loaded, one out. Last of the first for the Frednats, who have already scored once. Middle infield at double play depth. Corners backed as well. 0-2. And Bossier pops it out of play. Third base side. Still 0-2. Bossier, slightly open stance from the left side. Gillis straddles the rubber. 6'8" righty, stocky as can be. Into his wind, the 0-2 again, and Bossier takes. It's down and away. 1-2. Howfield straight away and deep right now. Still overcast skies. Couple of rare blue patches, but still some gray ones up above after a torrential downpour between 5 and 6. Thankfully, that subsided, but still persists in the area. 1-2. Bossier off the end of the bat, hits a dribbler to third. Wagner charges in, gloves, throws in the run to first, and retires Bossier, the only play he had. Frizzell scores from third. Everybody else moves up. Bossier an RBI ground out. And the Frednats lead it 2-0 here in the last of the first. That is a very important play by Max Wagner. Not trying to do too much. Maybe thought about trying to get the out of the plate on the slow-footed Frizzell. But just got the second out of the inning. Now second and third. Two outs, and Jared McKenzie, the batter, right fielder, steps in from the left side, the first the Shorebirds have seen of him this year. Gillis' first pitch. Fastball pops the mitt, but misses off the outside corner. Ball one. McKenzie playing his ninth game with the Frednats. The 1-0, he swings, rolls a grounder right to the second baseman, Young. Scoops it up, throws to first, and retires McKenzie for the final out here in the first. But the Frednats score twice after loading the bases with one out. Bases loaded, walk, and RBI ground out. On to the second, it's now Fredericksburg 2, and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here from Fredericksburg. It's now the Fred Nats 2 and the Shorebirds nothing. Top of the second, 4-5 and 6, 2 up for the Shorebirds against Jackson Rutledge, who retired the side in order in the first. First pitch to Max Wagner is rolled foul, third base side for strike one. Wagner, the Shorebirds' third baseman, was back in the lineup back on Sunday after missing three straight games. A little bit of a leg issue. 0-1. Fastball from Rutledge is way high. 1-1. So far with the Shorebirds, Wagner has played 8 games. No homers, 6 driven in. Hitting .267. Swings the 1-1 and fouls it out of play. Right field side on the line. 1-2. Wagner, Trimble, Hodo here for the Shorebirds in the second. Down 2, the 1-2. Wagner out in his front foot, able to pop a breaking ball back and out of play. Wagner, second round pick out of Clemson this year for the Shorebirds, or for the Orioles rather. 1-2. Fastball is way high and in. 2-2. A little bit easier for the Nationals every time they talk about their draft picks. Well, it's the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Washington Nationals. Drafted by the same identity, I guess. 2-2. Wagner fouls off another straight back. Count stays at 2-2. Well, the Shorebirds case, well, they're birds of a feather, if not a little bit different. Shorebird and the Oriole. 2-2. Wagner takes a called strike three. Frozen by a slider on the inside corner. That's a good pitch from Rutledge. That's the first down here in the second. That brings up Reed Trimble. Trimble DHing today. Switch hitter steps in from the left side. Rutledge the wind and the pitch. Trimble takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball one. Shorebirds down 2-0, top of the second. Trimble hitting .283 now this season. 2 homers, 15 driven in. 1-0. Another curveball, misses low again. 2-0. Sun starting to peek its way through some parting clouds. Strip of sunshine out beyond the wall and right. Whole field in shadow for now, though. The 2-0, Trimble cracks the liner into right center field. That's down for a base hit. It splits the gap and goes to the wall. Trimble around first, and Hills trundle into second. Stop there with a one-out double. That baseball was scorched by Trimble. It's good to see him continue to heat up here over the final month of the season. It started in Salem. He continued it last week against Lynchburg at home, going 7-for-20 with 8 runs driven in. And now a second inning double for Trimble has him out at second for Doug Hodo, the left fielder. Hodo, sixth rounder out of Texas this year for the Orioles. He's due for his first 10 with the Shorebirds. Takes a first pitch fastball, a little high. Ball one. Hodo has walked 5 times, struck out 4 with Delmarva. He's also stolen 2 bases already. Trimble at second, 1-0. Rutledge letter high sent the pitch. And Hodo swings and misses. Fastball at 95. 1-1. Like we had mentioned during the pregame show, Rutledge has become a different pitcher over the past month. The last time he was truly bad out on the mound was actually the last time that the Shorebirds saw him back in July. 1-1. Hodo swings and fouls it off himself in the box. 2-1. He allowed 8 runs that day on 7 hits in just 4 innings on July the 24th. But since that start, this is now 5 outings running. He's 3-1 with a 1.69 ERA, 32 innings. 1-2 on Hodo. Trimble at second, one out. The pitch. Hodo takes just a tick outside. Breaking ball, can't find the edge. 2-2. Over those 32 innings, Rutledge, 33 strikeouts, and he's walked just 9. Easily the hottest pitcher the Fred Nats have right now. 2-2. Hodo swings and misses, sinking fastball. Down and in. Can't connect. He's down on strikes. And there's two outs here in the top of the second. Trimble still out at second base. Brings up Silas Artwan. Artwan doing the catching tonight for the Shorebirds and batting after his college teammate in Doug Hodo. First pitch from Rutledge, misses down and away. Ball one. Artwan is 5 for his first 24 with the Shorebirds. He didn't play back on Sunday, but the last time he did, he played well. DHing, he went 2 for 3 with an RBI. 1-0, he pops in out of play, right field side. I'll get back into the seats. 1-1. Artwan, fourth round pick of the Orioles out of Texas. Son of former major leaguer Danny Artwan. Played with the Rangers, Rockies, Orioles, Dodgers, Twins. 1-1. Fastball misses, down and in. 2-1. Trimble leads away from second. Two outs, top of the second. Shorebirds down 2-0. Kick and the pitch from Rutledge. Artwan takes a fastball. Finds its way onto the inside corner. 2-2. Shorebirds trying to answer back after the Fred Nats scored 2 in their opening stanza. Rutledge sent the letters. Long look to second, now the 2-2, and Artwan takes a called strike 3. Fastball, belt high inside corner. And Rutledge strikes out 3 here in the second, stranding Trimble out at second after his double. On to the last of the second inning, it's Delmarva trailing Fredericksburg 2-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and hat season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Home half the second, it's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing. With Fredericksburg coming to bat a second time against Keegan Gillis. Keegan allowed 2 runs in the first, but in retrospect, it could have been worse. Bases loaded, 1 out. Fred Nats get 2 runs out of it after a bases loaded walk and an RBI ground out. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats. It's Geraldi Diaz, the catcher, to lead it off. Steps in from the left side against the tall righty Gillis. Diaz hitting 235 this year. Two homers and 33 driven in. First pitch, Gillis misses with the fastball, just a little outside. Ball one. Diaz slightly open stands, the 1-0. He swings, tags it high in the air out to deep right. Prado going back, looks up at the wall, and it's off the wall. Prado plays the carom perfectly, fires it into second, but it's not in time, as Diaz in standing with a leadoff double. And so far, a less than ideal start for Keegan Gillis. Third hit that he's allowed already, and two of the three of them have been absolutely smoked. Diaz, a wall ball double. That's his 15th two-base hit of the season. Brings up Cortland Lawson, 14th round pick out of Tennessee this year. First pitch, fastball misses high and in. Ball one. While the Orioles went out and grabbed multiple players from Texas and went with the burnt orange there, the Nationals decided to not venture as far south, went to Knoxville, picked up Lawson and Trey Lipscomb from Tennessee, the 1-0. Swung on and fouled out of play, right field side. 1-1, went with the Rocky Top Orange. Lawson, originally born though in Reston, Virginia. It's been a struggle to his start to his time with the Fred Nats, though. 3-for-26. One homer, four driven in. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, but fouls it off his foot. 1-2. Lawson's only homer was actually a grand slam, accounting for all four runs he's driven in. Bomb of the second, it's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing. Fredericksburg batting with a runner at second and nobody out. Top of the order on deck. Gillis from the belt, here's the pitch. And the fastball is just a little high. 2-2. Gillis came into the start 8 1/3 innings with Delmarva and allowed 10 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts. And before allowing the 2 earned runs to Lynchburg last week, Gillis hadn't allowed an earned run in his professional career. 2-2. And Lawson fouls away another. Slices it out of play to the right side. Still 2-2. Gillis in his first 12 1/3 innings hadn't allowed an earned run in his professional career. That was across time of the FCL and then this year with Delmarva. Another 2-2. And Lipscomb, or rather, Lawson, a liner back in the middle into center, a base in. Here comes Diaz around third. He'll score without play. And Cortland Lawson, an RBI single into center, makes it 3-0 Fredericksburg here in the last second on back-to-back hits to start the inning. Albert Romero comes over from first, tries to give Gillis a little bit of a pep talk here. But Randy Barraguente is already throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. It was supposed to be following Gillis, Reese Sharp, and then Cam Weston. Barraguente is going to have to build a bridge himself. First pitch to Jacob Young. This is high for ball one. Young, an infield single, came around to score his 104th run of the season, his first time up. Fred Nats now lead it 3-0, last the second. Gillis from the belt. Lawson leads from first, the pitch, and Young swings and misses. Breaking ball down low. 1-1. Young, with 104 runs scored this year, not only leads the Carolina League, not only leads the minors, but leads all of professional baseball. 1-1. It's on the inside corner. 1-2. More than anybody playing the majors, the minors, wherever, Jacob Young has outscored them all. leading off for the Fred Nats basically the entirety of this season. He's averaged just under a run per game. 1-2, runner goes, and Young lines it out to right. In comes Prado, he makes the catch, fires it back to first, here's the throw, and it's in time! Romero able to scoop it as they double off Lawson from first, and there's two gone here in the second. Nice play by Elio Prado, lining up that line drive, and able to fire a strike to first. Romero soft hands picks it. And Keegan Gillis, a much-needed reprieve, a much-needed break. Not much has gone his way so far today. Maybe this will turn around his outing. JT Arruda bats, two outs, nobody on. In the first pitch, he fouls it back off the catcher. Strike one. Arruda lined out to short his first time up. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Gillis back to the stretch with nobody on. Winds and fires. And the breaking ball bounces in. One ball, one strike. Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. Bottom of the second. Nobody on for Arruda. Will Frizzell on deck. Gillis hands at the belt, now raises them. Takes a deep breath and fires home. And the curveball loops in. Outside corner, that's a good pitch from Gillis. Haven't seen him go to much of that breaking ball so far today. Fred Nats have been very aggressive against him. Hasn't gotten to too many two-strike counts. 1-2 here, though, and Arruda checks his swing on a fastball up, appeal to first. And no swing, says Nobu Yazuda. 2-2. Gillis trying to get out of this inning with no more damage. Two outs, nobody on. 3-0 Fred Nats, the pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three, outside corner. Arruda can't pull the trigger. Gillis strikes him out, his first of the night. And finally puts a cap here on the second. But a run comes in to score after back-to-back hits. Begin the inning for the Fred Nats. On to the third, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the third, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. Fred Nats opening this up early and often. Four hits through the first two. Albert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the third against Jackson Rutledge. Rutledge has allowed just one hit over the first two innings in his first pitch to Romero. Big swing and a miss. Chased the breaking ball down and away. 0-1. Looks like Cam Weston is starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 0-1, Romero, another swing and a miss. Chase that breaking ball again. It's 0-2. Rutledge struck out three in the second after getting a 1-2-3 first. Didn't have to work around a Reed Trimble one-out double. Faces Romero here, eighth in the order, leading it off. Elio Prado on deck, the 0-2. And Romero bounces it down the third baseline. Lipscomb back in the backfield. Throws across and retires Romero. for the first out here in the third. So that brings up Elio Prado. Prado, the Shorebirds right fielder, batting ninth here today. Hitting 198 this season. One homer, 22 driven in. The first pitch, he takes a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. One out top of the third. Shorebirds down 3-0. Routledge, first base side, winds and fires, and Prado swings and hits it in the air out to right. Right fielder McKenzie lost it for a moment, now wanders in, picks it up, and puts it away for the second out here in the third. He points over to his center fielder, Jacob Young. I think McKenzie off the bat had no clue where that was. Was able to pick it up pretty quickly once he had that initial trouble. So two outs, nobody on, and the lineup flips to the top now, and Carter Young, switch hitter, bats from the left side. First pitch, he takes, down and in, ball one. Young grounded to second, his first time up was a fine bare hand play by the second baseman, Aruda, charging in. 1-0, Young late on the heater, swings and misses. 1-1. Two outs, top of the third, Shorebirds down 3-0 to the Nationals. Rutledge is 1-1, and Young chops it foul into the Birds' dugout, first base side. 1-2. Rutledge wasting no time in between pitches, already ready to go on the hill. Now the pitch, and Young takes down and away, won't chase the changeup. 2-2. Rutledge, black glove, raises it, now drops it into his wind, the 2-2. And Young checks his swing, appeal to first, and Yazuda says he went around. Fastball up and out of the zone, Young can't lay off. And the Shorebirds down in order here in the third. On to the last of the third, it's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Last of the third, it's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing, and it's also now Cam Weston on the mound, replacing Keegan Gillis on this tech net called the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance. When you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop, go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Gillis goes two innings here today, a start that I'm sure he'd like to have back. Three runs, four hits, two walks, one strikeout. Didn't really seem to put it all together until his final few batters. Has never seemed comfortable out there tonight. But he exits after two on the hook for the loss, and Cam Weston takes over here in the last of the third against the heart of the Fred Nats order. Will Frizzell leads it off against Weston, eighth round pick this year out of the University of Michigan, making his third appearance. He's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA for the Shorebirds. Ready into his line, his first pitch to Frizzell is swung on and missed. Strike one. Weston, 4 1/3 innings. He struck out 4 and walked 2. 3 hits, 1 run allowed. 0-1. Frizzell takes down Way. Sinker. 1-1. Weston just turned 22, August 27th, so happy birthday, Cam. Righty kicks and deals the 1-1, and Frizzell a chopper back up the middle. Second baseman Young in the backhand gloves. Throws to first, retires Frizzell. And there's one away here in the last of the third. Last time out for Weston. That was back on August the 24th. That was last Wednesday. He threw 2 1/3 no-hit innings. Allowed 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and picked up the win. Shorebirds won that game 8-7 against the Hillcats. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb. This is just inside for ball 1. 1-0 last of the third. Shorebirds trailing the Frednats 3-0. Weston's 1-0. And Lipscomb fouls it off the home plate umpire Corey Gerber, and he immediately drops to a knee. I think that got him on the inside of his leg. First base umpire Nobu Yazuda will come down and check on him. But man, that is unfortunate. And for whatever reason this season, it seems like way too often umpires have been getting dinged up. And I'm not really sure what you can attribute to it. If it's positioning or catching or what. But home plate umpires this year have just been absolutely battered, pelted. So a brief delay here as the Frednats athletic trainer comes out to check on Gerber. He says he's all good. So he'll stay in the game. Ball and a strike on Trey Lipscomb. Bottom of the third, it's Fredericksburg 3. Delmarva nothing, Frednats batting. Lipscomb walked his first time up. Right-handed hitter, here's the pitch. This is down and away, 2-1. Weston, 6'2", 210 pounds, right-handed pitcher. Originally from Pittsburgh, to high school at Cannon McMillan outside of Pittsburgh. 2-1, it's a little dribbler just to the right of the mound. Pitcher Weston off the bump grabs it, flips to first, and retires Lipscomb. For the second out here in the third. Brings up TJ White, left fielder. Walked home a run his first time up, the bases loaded. That provided the first run of the game for the Frednats. Added one later that inning as well on a Brandon Bossier RBI groundout. First pitch to White. It's on the outside corner. Two seam fastball finds the edge. Zone one. And then last inning, an RBI single for Cortland Lawson. 0-1. This is down the dirt. One ball, one strike. High black socks for Weston on the mound. Pulled up just below his knees. Black glove, but all white cleats. 1-1. White swings, and again, hits a little number just to the right of the mound. Weston off the hill, grabs it, tosses to first, and retires White. Last 2 outs coming off the hand of Weston himself, fielding his position well. 1-2-3 inning for Cam Weston out of the bullpen. On to the fourth. Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a page of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, it's still Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday night from Fredericksburg. First pitch from Jackson Rutledge to Jackson Holliday is a breaking ball low. Holliday checks his swing, held up in time. It's ball one. Holliday grounded out to short his first time up. Left-handed batter, here's the 1-0. This is outside for ball two. First overall pick in this year's draft, it was considered a pipe dream for him to make it to single A this season. The 2-0 fastball misses high for ball three until Holliday went out and hit over 400 down the FCL, walked 10 times, struck out only two. Mike Elias, the Orioles GM, said there was a 99% chance. 3-0 here. Holliday takes up and away ball four. Draws an easy walk off of Rutledge, leading off the four. First free pass that Rutledge has issued so far tonight. The Orioles GM, Mike Elias, said that it was a 99% chance that Rutledge would just finish the year in the FCL and then come up to Delmarva next year. Pretty normal operating procedure. But Holliday, not normal. Dylan Beavers bats here in the first pitch. It's down the dirt, blocked by the catcher Diaz right in front, and Holliday stays put at first. Great counterpoint to Holliday is actually the Nationals' first round pick from this season. It's Elijah Green, who for a long time was rumored to go number one to the Orioles. Green, high school draftee out of the IMG Academy, drafted fifth. Played well down the FCL, threw over to first, and Holliday just scrambles back. And Green put up good numbers, but the Nationals, with the FCL season ending, elected to just keep him down in Florida. 1-0 on Beavers. He flying out to left his first time up. The 1-0. He swings, rips this one out towards left center. That baseball's down, splits the gap and goes to the wall. Holliday to third, he gets the wave around. Beaver stops at second, no relay throw to the plate. It's an RBI double for Dylan Beavers as Holliday motors all the way around from first, and the Shorebirds get on the board here in the fourth. It's Fredericksburg 3 and Delmarva 1 here on the top of the fourth. Baseball was scorched by Dylan Beavers. Kept the hands inside and shot it up the gap in left center. For Beavers, that's his fourth double of the season and his ninth RBI. First pitch to Max Wagner. He checks his swing, ends up foul tipping at the plate. Strike one. So the Shorebirds on the board make it a two-run game again. Beavers in second, nobody out for Wagner, who struck out looking his first time up. It was actually the first strikeout victim of the night for Rutledge. Wagner open stands from the right side. 0-1. Wagner swings, hits in the air out towards right. Right fielder McKenzie towards the gap makes the catch. Beavers tagging from second. He's headed for third. Here's the throw, and it's not in time. Beavers just ahead of the throw. Headlong dive, able to beat the tag. Advances 90 feet. Tests the arm of Jared McKenzie out and right. And lives to tell the tale. I did not think that Beavers was going to try to tag there. But Dylan is exceptionally aggressive on the bases. And now he's at third with one out. Reed Trimble, who doubled his first time up, steps in. Infield comes in now for the Frednats, although they're up two. First pitch to Trimble. This is down and away for ball one. This is a little baffling.
for the Fred Nats. One of the infield's in. They lead 3-1 top of the fourth. There's one out. There's plenty of game to be played, let alone the fact that they lead by two. 1-0 on Trimble. Here's the pitch. And he takes down ball two. Rutledge, for the first time in this game, having trouble with commands. He walked Holiday to lead off the inning. And Beavers doubled. Wagner flied out. And now Trimble ahead in the count, 2-0. Here's the pitch. And Trimble takes down and in. Breaking ball misses bad. Ball three. Doug Hodo on deck. Infield drawn in for the Fred Nats. Rutledge comes set. Here's the pitch. And Trimble swinging away, bounces it up the middle off the glove of the second baseman, Aruda, and on into center for a base hit. Beavers comes in to score, and Trimble aboard at first with an RBI single, and the Shorebirds have cut it to a one-run game. It's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2, here on the top of the fourth. Out to the mound goes the Fred Nats pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, and we'll see if that's ruled an error or a hit for Trimble. I think either way it should be an RBI, as Beavers was running from third no matter what. And I highly doubt that Aruda was going to be able to throw him out of the plate. And they have ruled it a hit for Trimble. So he's got a two-hit game, his second multi-hit game in 3 days. Meeting on the mound over, Hanrahan turns back to the Fred Nats dugout. Trimble at first, now the tying run is Jackson Rutledge, who had allowed just one base runner through the first three innings, has now allowed 2 runs and 3 hits here in the fourth. Here's Doug Hodo. First pitch to him. Misses low. Ball one. Hodo struck out swinging his first time up. Trimble at first. He can run a little. Stole the base last week. 1-0, another fastball. This is down and in. Ball two. Trimble in the season, 1-for-1 stealing bases, albeit in just now 25 games. Dances away from first. Rutledge holds. Now throws. And Hodo taps it foul to the backstop. 2-1. Hodo this year with Texas hit 10 homers, 47 runs driven in while batting .319. 2-1. He swings and lines it down the right field side. That's foul. Off the sidewall and carries back to the right fielder, Jared McKenzie. Lobs it up into the concourse. Longer throw than normal to get it up into the concourse over there. It's about a 30-foot, 25-foot high wall out in right. Walk around concourse all the way from right to left here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-2 on Hodo, the pitch. Checked his swing, fastball up. Peel out to Yazuda at second. He says that Hodo held up. And the count's full. So 3-2 on Doug Hodo. Trimble at first, one out. Shorebirds down a run, top of the fourth, the pitch. And Hodo tried to check his swing this time, but can't. Went around on a breaking ball down and away. Struck out for the second time tonight. And that's the second out here in the fourth. 5 strikeouts now in the game for Rutledge. Brings up the catcher, Silas Ardoin. Trimble still at first, the tying run, top of the fourth. Shorebirds with 2 runs in the inning. Throw over to first, and Trimble back in with the dive. Ardoin struck out looking his first time up. Rutledge from the belt. Down the hill, the first pitch. And Ardoin takes the fastball high and in. Nearly got him across the chest. Ball one. Howe fields straight away, infield straight up. The 1-0. It's down the dirt, squirts away to Diaz's right, and Trimble into second without a play. Actually slipped and fell across second. I hope he's okay. He's getting up far slower than I'd like right now. Still down on the knee, as when he went into second base, standing, his right foot slipped across the bag. And Trimble, hands on knees, says he's okay, but that was a scary moment. That's how you inadvertently really either twist something or tear something. So Trimble, thankfully, didn't do any damage. He's in scoring position now. Ardoin ahead of the count 2-0. Here's the pitch. And Ardoin takes. It's on the outside corner. 2-1. Shorebirds have cut it to a one-run game. Top of the fourth. Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2. The 2-1 to Ardoin. Fastball misses high and in. Ball 3. On deck, Noelbert Romero. The bottom of the order here for the Shorebirds. Ardoin batting 7th. Did drive in 50 runs this year with Texas. Trimble a free lead from 2nd, the 3-1. And Ardoin a hard grounder to 3rd, waiting back on it. Lipscomb, he gloves, throws across, and gets Ardoin for the final out here in the top of the 4th. For the Shorebirds, score twice. RBIs for Beavers and Trimble. On to the last of the fourth, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam. Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the fourth, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2. Delmarva with two runs in the top of the inning to make this a one-run game. Brandon Bossier leads it off for the Fred Nats against Cam Weston, whose first pitch fastball is just a shade outside. Ball one. 6-7-8 for the Fred Nats here in the last of the fourth. Bossier, an RBI ground out his first time up. 1-0 from Weston. Bossier swings and cracks it out of play. Third base side. 1-1. Weston a 1-2-3 third inning, his first out of the bullpen. Three straight groundouts, including two back to himself on the mound. 1-1. Bossier swings and again lifts it out of play. Third base side. 1-2. Weston, one of the more unique pitch mixes here in the entirety of the minors. Sinker, slider, forkball, as well as a changeup. 1-2. This is down and in. Breaking ball doesn't get the call. 2-2. Fork ball, a pretty rare pitch at this point. It's Cousin the splitter, the 2-2. Bossier swings and chops it foul to the Birds' dugout first base side. Still 2-2. He's pretty active pitch in baseball, being less so than it was about 20 years ago. But the difference between the splitter and the forkball is that on a splitter, you split the fingers. The forkball, 2-2. Bossier lines it out of play, left field side. He continues to battle with Weston here. Forkball, you completely separate your index and middle finger. There is nothing but baseball between them. Well, with splitter, it's not as severe. 2-2. Bossier takes down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Weston, first base side, is 3-2 pitch, and Bossier fouls it off his foot. Back to another breaking ball. Weston just can't miss the bat of Bossier here as he continues to battle. Lengthy AB to open up the home half of the fourth. Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 2. Home half of the fourth. Shorebirds have now lost 9 consecutive games to the Frednecks. They got swept here in this building back in June, 6 straight. And that wasn't exactly close. 3-2. And Bossier again lifts it back and out of play. Count still full. And then the Shorebirds opened up the second half of the season after the All-Star break with a mini 3-game series at home against the Nationals and got swept 3 in a row. 3-2. And Bossier fouls off another. At bat going past the 10 pitch mark now. Weston has his sign, is 3-2 again, and Bossier takes outside ball 4. Not tempted by the splitter there, forkball rather. And Weston walks Bossier to lead off the bottom of the 4th. Brings up the right fielder, Jaron McKenzie. McKenzie grounded out against Gillis his first time up. 5th round pick this year out of Baylor. First pitch, he swings and lines it out of play. Left field side. 0-1. McKenzie with the Frednecks is 11 for his first 32. 3.44 average. 1 homer and 3 driven in the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. 0-2. 21 years old, originally from Tallahassee, Florida, was where he was born. But he went to high school in Round Rock. And then stayed close to Round Rock for college at Waco, where he went to Baylor. Runner at first, nobody out. Bomb of the 4th. The 0-2. Tries to check his swing, pitch down low. Peel out to second, and Yazuda says McKenzie held up. 1-2. Outfield straight away, infield at double play depth. Holiday and Young up the middle. 1-2. Misses down and in, gets away from Ardoin to the backstop. And up to second goes Bossier on the wild pitch. Just a breaking ball, we got away from Weston. Around the feet of McKenzie. McKenzie in his final year with Baylor this year hit 288, 11 homers, 45 driven in. It was actually a pretty big step down for him as he left Baylor as the all-time leader in career batting average. 2-2. He swings and rifles this one out to deep left center. It's over the head of Hodo, and then one hops up against the left field wall. Around third, here comes Bossier. He'll score without a play. And into second, Jared McKenzie with an RBI double. And the Frednecks answer back immediately. It's a 2-run game again. Frednecks 4, Shorebirds 2, last of the 4th. So McKenzie with his fifth double in just his ninth game with the Fred Bats here. Fourth RBI as well. And the Shorebirds being doubled up by the Fred Bats here in the last of the fourth. Fred Bats 4, Shorebirds 2. Now Haraldi Diaz, the batter, takes the first pitch just a little down and away. Ball one. Diaz doubled off the wall and right his first time up. That was against Keegan Gillis. Now faces Weston for the first time. 1-0. Down the dirt, skips right by Arjuan, going to third McKenzie. And he'll hold up there after the wild pitch. Second wild pitch of the inning for Weston. Two-0 on Diaz. Now the Shorebirds infield comes in. McKenzie at third, nobody out. The 2-0. Fastball pops the mitt, outside corner. Little anger behind that fastball from West in 95 on the outside half. 2-1. Diaz takes. Fastball again, outside corner. 2-2. McKenzie at third, nobody out. Top, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. And Diaz, a soft liner into center. That's in for a base hit. McKenzie walks home from third, and Haraldi Diaz, his second hit of the game, is an RBI double. RBI single, beg your pardon. And the Fred Nats now lead at 5-2. So as soon as the Shorebirds cut it back to a one-run game, Fred Nats put it right back to a three-run contest. First pitch to Cortland Lawson is dribbled foul to the backstop. Strike one. Shorebirds with two runs in the top of the fourth and made it 3-2 and had a good deal of momentum. But now the Fred Nats still haven't recorded an out in the bottom of the fourth and have scored twice. Weston from the belt, the pitch. And the slider flips in. Heart of the plate. 1-1. It's down the dirt. Nice block by Arduan. Diaz stays put at first. And it's 1-2. Cortland Lawson, the hitter, he's 1-for-1 today. An RBI single back in the second. That was off of Gillis. 1-2. Lawson tries to check his swing, appeal out to second. And Yazuda says he held up. 2-2. Weston to the back of the mound, grabs the rosin bag, now licks his fingers. Toes the rubber, leans all the way in for the sign. Diaz at first, nobody out still. Bomb of the fourth, the pitch. And Lawson just gets a piece of it at the plate. Count remains at 2-2. Two-two on its way to Cortland Lawson. Here it is. He swings, rolls another ground right to the third baseman, Wagner. He goes to second for one. Young drops the transfer, though. So no chance in the double play. Shorebirds get the one out on the fielder's choice at second. But Young probably thinking that should have been two. Not really sure what happened to Carter Young in that transfer there. Just bobbled it out of his glove, dropped it. So now a runner at first again in one out. And the first pitch to Jacob Young. It's on the inside corner for strike one. Young from way back in the box from the right side. One for two today. Shows bunt on the 0-1 pitch and pops it down the third base side. It drops in foul. 0-2. Young singled and scored to lead off the home half of the first. Fred Nat scored two in the first, one in the second, and now have scored twice in the fourth. Still the runner at first, that's Lawson. One out, and the pitch to Young. He hits a broken back grounder to short. Gloved by Holiday, flipped to second one, relay to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play. Nice turn at second by Carter Young, redeeming himself after dropping the prior transfer. And Cam Weston gets out of the fourth with no further damage. Two runs come in, though, for the Fred Nats. On to the fifth. It's now Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's now Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. Shorebirds cut it to a one-run game. In the top of the fourth, two runs. The Fredats make it a three-run contest again with two in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Noelbert Romero from Jackson Rutledge. It's a called strike, fastball chest high. 0-1. Rutledge working deliberately or rather quickly. In the 0-1, it's grounded just foul down the third base side. It's 0-2. He's working deliberately quickly. Using all of his energy to put forth as expedient a motion on the mound as he can. It's 0-2 on Romero. He grounded to third his first time up, and he strikes out here. Chased the fastball way up and out of the zone. Around his eyes. And Rutledge with his sixth strikeout of the game. Brings up Elio Prado. Prado fly to right his first time up. Shorebirds, two runs on three hits, no errors. Pitch home to Prado. It's on the inside corner for strike one. Fred Nats, five runs, six hits, and no errors themselves. Kicking the pitch to Prado. Fastball is up and in, has to bend back out of the way. 1-1. Game one of six between the Shorebirds and the Nationals. Final road trip of the season for Delmarva. 1-1. Prado takes down the dirt. 2-1. The Shorebirds on the road this year are 22-38, which is essentially their same record as what they are at home. 22-37 with a canceled game in there. 2-1. This is outside for ball three. So the Shorebirds have had the same luck at home as they have on the road. But particularly in this building in Fredericksburg, this year, it's been a house of horrors. Not only is it a six-game losing streak here in Fredericksburg, as the 3-1's cut on and fouled back for strike two, Shorebirds have had some of their just worst and most monumental collapses of the season here against the Fred Knapps. 3-2. Prado takes a called strike three at the letters. Can't pull the trigger. Corey Gerber sends it top the top of the zone. And Prado down on strikes. Two away here in the fifth. Seven strikeouts in the game now for Rutledge. Remember that week for the Shorebirds back in June here. Just nothing would go right. Top of the order, Carter Young in the first pitch. On the outside corner, the heater. Strike one. Pallone leaves, blowouts, errors, bad pitching, no hitting. Just everything happened at once. And Shorebirds couldn't wait to skip town. 0-1. Young takes down and in for ball one. Two outs, top of the fifth. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. Carter Young, the batter, switch hitter, bats left. Rutledge the wind and the pitch. And Young hits it in the air out towards deep left center. Left fielder White going back. In front of the warning track, he reaches up and puts it away to retire Young, who struck it well, but not well enough. Birds down in order here in the fifth. On to the last of the fifth, we're halfway home. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Inside is Bear Bowl, your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Halfway home on the last of the fifth, it's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. And Ryan Hennon is now on the mound for the Shorebirds, replacing Cam Weston on this TechNet call of the bullpen. Weston goes two innings, allows two runs on two hits. Walks one, doesn't strike anybody out. Hennon takes over to make his Delmarva debut. Hennon was signed just about 2 weeks ago by the Orioles as a minor league free agent. He had pitched this year with the Columbia Fireflies after being signed out of the Frontier League Independent Baseball, been playing with the Washington Wild Things. Left-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. His first pitch to JT Arruda. It's a fastball that misses down and in for ball one. Hennon played junior college at Century College. That's in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, before transferring to UNC Greensboro. 1-0 heaters on the inside corner, 1-1 to Arruda. Arruda is 0-2 so far today. Has lined a short and struck out looking. Only strikeout victim tonight for the Fred Knapps. 1-1, it's lined on one hop by Young at by Holiday at short, beg your pardon. Run to left for a base hit. The first batter that Ryan Hennon faces in a Shorebirds uniform is a single. Brings up the designated hitter, Will Friesel. This year with Columbia, a little surprise, Hennon got released by the Royals. He was 2-2 with a 3.46 ERA. 26 innings, he'd struck out 37. First pitch to Frizzell. Breaking ball misses high and in for ball one. He'd walked just four and given up 30 hits. So from all the peripherals, he'd done just about everything right with the Fireflies to maintain a roster spot. 1-1, or 1-0 rather, makes it 1-1. Fastball is on the outside corner. 1-1. Hennon wasn't even sniffing professional baseball, indie or otherwise. 1-1. Breaking ball is down the dirt. 2-1. Coming out of college, he transferred to UNC Greensboro in 2018, but never pitched there due to Tommy John surgery. Literally in his first bullpen for the Trojans, he had to go straight to the doctor, and after rehabbing it, still felt problems. And it turned out that the ligament, 2-1, Frizzell pops it back and out of play. 2-2, had actually calcified, which is something that happens pretty rarely when Tommy John surgeries are performed, but it can happen, and it's a pretty big roadblock. So Hennon then ended up missing all of 2019 as well. 2020, a lost year due to the pandemic. So then in 2021, throw over to first, and Aruda's back in standing. Hennon decided to go on out to a Frontier League tryout, the draft for the Frontier League. Every year they hold a combine and you can sign up for a spot, pay a registration fee, and try to get drafted. 2-2. Frizzell, a weak number down the third baseline. That's a foul ball. 2-2. And Hennon got picked up by the Washington Wild Things. Went on to be named the Frontier League Rookie and Pitcher of the Year in 2021. 11-3 with a 2.12 ERA across 106 and a third innings. Struck out 93 and walked just 18. 2-2 on Frizzell. Aruda at first. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Frizzell takes outside. The throw to second on a hop is not in time. Holiday, a really nice pick, sliding across the bag, but couldn't get the tag back in time, as he had to cut off the throw a little early to ensure that he could just keep it in front. So a stolen base for Aruda, his 13th of the season. And he's in scoring position for Frizzell. Full count, nobody out, and Hennon calls time. He wants Artuan to come out and talk about how they want to layer these signs. Home half of the fifth, it's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 2. Fred Nats threatening to score for the fourth out of five innings so far tonight. Two in the first, one in the second, two in the fourth. Delmarva just two in the top of the fourth, their only tallies tonight. 3-2 on Will Frizzell. Hennon a look to second, now the pitch. And Frizzell, a number by the mound, squirts out towards second. Young in the bare hand fields, throws to first and retires Frizzell. That is a whale of a play by Carter Young. A ball with a whole lot of side spin, English on it. Young comes in bare hands, throws on the run and gets Frizzell for the first out here in the last of the fifth. Aruda does go to third, but that could have been an infield single easily had it not been for Young's athleticism. That brings up Trey Lipscomb, the cleanup man. Runner at third, one out in the first pitch. He swings and misses. Off-speed pitch, high and away. Strike one. Infield comes in again for the Shoreburns, just like they did last inning. Already down by three. 0-1 to Lipscomb. He swings, it's a tapper down the first baseline off the mound of Landon Fields. Picks it up, throws to first, and retires Lipscomb. Hennon able to make the play. A run comes in to score, though. It's a good read from third by Aruda. And that makes it Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 2, here in the last of fifth. RBI for Lipscomb is his eighth of the season. So the leadoff single comes around to score after the stolen base and two groundouts. Now T.J. White, the batter, flips around to the right side and swings and misses at the first pitch from Hennin. Fastball, letter high. Strike one. Two outs, last the fifth. Shorebirds trailing the Frednats now 6-2. 0-1, fastball misses high and away. One ball, one strike. Hennin from the stretch with nobody on is 1-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of him. I believe that's a changeup. Not a little cutter from Hennin, 86. It's 1-2. From center of the belt, 1-2. And White takes a call, strike three. Breaking ball in the inside corner. Hennin freezes White for his first Delmarva strikeout. And that does it for the Frednats here in the fifth. They do get a run and extend the lead out to four. On to the sixth. It's now Fredericksburg 6 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth, it's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 2. Jackson Holiday leads off the frame. And the first pitch from Jackson Rutledge is a fastball in the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Shorebirds down four, need some late magic here, top of the sixth. And the pitch to Holiday, it's down and in, forces him to kick his feet out of the way. Able to dance around the pitch. 1-1. Holiday 0-for-1 so far tonight. He grounded out to short in the first and walked and scored leading off the fourth. 1-1 pitch misses high for ball two. Jackson Rutledge on the hill has been just as good as he's been of late. So far, five innings, two runs, and the pitch to Holiday misses high and away for ball three. Gave up two runs in the fourth, but outside of the runs and the three base runners in the fourth, he's allowed just one other base runner. Double to Reed Trimble in the second. 3-1 to Holiday. Fastball is high, ball four. And Jackson Rutledge wants nothing to do with Jackson Holiday here tonight. Walks this year's first overall pick. That brings up Dylan Beavers. And finally, like I was demanding, how they didn't do it when the Shorebirds were on the road in Salem for Beavers' walk-up song. The Frednats have wised up at the very least. And Beavers' walk-up music, here's the pitch, it's the low for ball one, is actually the Leave It to Beaver theme song. Thank you. If you're going to try to get inside his head, don't play Bird is the Word. Leave It to Beavers right there. Beavers likes the song, though, at least tonight. 1-for-2 with an RBI double. 1-0 pitch. This is down and away. Beavers checked his swing. Able to hold up in time. 2-0. Jackson Holiday's at first. It was the same situation that Beavers doubled home Holiday back in the fourth. And the Birds get to Rutledge again and make this a close game. top of the sixth. Birds down four. Rutledge long hold. Now the pitch. And Beavers takes a fastball. Outside corner. 2-1. Two-one to Beavers. He swings and rifles a grounder back in the middle and into center of base hit. Holiday around second. He's trying for three. Here's the throw from Young. It's cut off. Very aggressive base running from Jackson Holiday as he takes an extra 90 on Fredericksburg on a laser of a grounder up the middle. Holiday never missed stride around seconds. It ends up at third. Beavers in first. Nobody out. Here on the top of the sixth, Shorebirds cooking with gas. Max Wagner, the cleanup man, who will try to put this gas to use. He is 0-2 today. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone, 0-1. Wagner has struck out and flied out to right so far tonight against Rutledge. Holiday at third, Beavers at first. Nobody out, the 0-1. And Wagner takes a fastball, hops the mitt on the outside corner. 0-2. Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 2, top of the 6th. Shorebirds trying to mount some semblance of a comeback here. Rutledge set. 0-2. And Wagner skies it out of play. Right field side. Bounces up into the concourse. Count remains at 0-2. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Lipscomb also back. First and third, nobody out. Top of the sixth. Rutledge holds, now delivers. And Wagner hits it high in the air out to right. Chases McKenzie back in front of the warning track. He settles up, makes the catch. Tagging from third, Holiday. He comes in to score. Beaver stays put at first. And Max Wagner, a sack fly to right. Against the Shorebirds, a run back. It's now Fredericksburg 6. Delmarva 3. So Holiday, for a second consecutive plate appearance, walks to lead off an inning and then comes around to score. This time it's Wagner driving him in. For Wagner, that's his 7th RBI of the season. Beavers still at first, and Reed Trimble now the batter. He's 2-for-2. Throw over to first, and Beavers back in with the dive. Trimble doubled back in the second, and then an RBI single in the fourth by a run in infield. Ended up scoring Beavers from third. The pitch. And Rutledge lost his footing on the mound and ends up balking. Threw the pitch home. But as he tried to stride towards the plate, his foot got caught, and Beavers is given second on the ball. Catcher Geraldi Diaz goes out to the mound to reconcile with Rutledge here, just trying to make sure he's still in the right headspace. Picked up his leg, trying to go home, and just double pumped to the pitch. Not sure why. Foot must have gotten caught or something. But puts Beavers in scoring position now for Trimble, already a two-hit game. Trimble playing some of his best baseball this season of late. In the month of August, he's hitting above 300. OPS nearing 900 as well. Two homers, couple of doubles. Chance to get the Shorebirds back to within two here in the top of the sixth. Shorebirds down 6-3 right now. First pitch to Trimble, misses high and away for ball one. Cody Greenhill has started throwing out in the Fred Nats bullpen. 1-0. Trimble takes down and in. Breaking ball forces him to dance out of the way. 2-0. Revlidge off the back of the mound goes the rosin bag. Bats it up into the air a couple of times. Now the 2-0. And Trimble, a broken back, grounded to first. To his right, Bossier gloves it. Flips to Rutledge, covering at first. And is able to retire Trimble as Beavers goes to third on the play. Two away. So two outs and Beavers at third now. And that brings up Doug Hodo. Hodo 0-for-2 against Rutledge tonight. He struck out twice. First pitch. It's down the dirt. A heck of a block by Geraldi Diaz. Saves a run. That breaking ball is about 5 feet outside and out in front of the plate. And somehow Diaz is able to keep it in front and keep Beavers over at third. Ball one. Hodo has yet to drive in a run with the Shorebirds. Two hits, both singles, came with nobody on. Now 2-for-12. Sixth rounder this year out of Texas. The 1-0. Fastball is on the inside corner, 1-1. Fred Nats, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors themselves. Beavers at third, 2 outs, and the pitch to Hodo. He swings and dribbles it foul. Third base side. 1-2. So Hodo with 2 strikes on him again against Rutledge. 2 outs, Beavers at third, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Hodo takes a fastball way high and outside. 2-2. On deck, Silas Arduan. Rutledge, first base side, comes set. From the stretch is 2-2. And Hodo takes just outside. Thought about getting off a swing. Thought better of it, though. And has worked the count full. And Rutledge now at 95 pitches. This is probably his last batter with Greenhill ready to rock out in the bullpen. 3-2 on Hodo. Beavers in third, 2 outs, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Hodo fouls it back, able to stay alive. Shorebirds being doubled up, top of the sixth. Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 3. But the Birds threatening with a man at third. The 3-2 again, and Hodo at chopper to short on the third hop. Lawson has it, throws in the run, and retires Hodo. To strand Beavers at third and end the inning for the Shorebirds. Delmarva does get a run on the Max Wagner sacrifice fly. On to the last of the sixth, it's now Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online.
Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the sixth, it's now Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 3. Ryan Hennin back to work for the Shorebirds in his first pitch fastball to Brandon Bossier. Finds the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds with the run in the top of the sixth, courtesy of a Max Wagner sacrifice fly. 0-1 to Bossier, he lifts a soft liner into right field. That drops for a base hit on a hop in front of the right fielder Prado. And Bossier with the Fred Nats' eighth hit of the game. So that brings up the right fielder, Jared McKenzie, left-handed batter. RBI double his last time up, as it was actually this tandem at the start of the fourth inning that scored a couple of runs off of Cam Weston. Pitch from Hennin. Fastball misses just outside for ball one. Bossier walked that inning, then McKenzie doubled him home before McKenzie scored on Haraldi Diaz, RBI single. Hennin from the belt is 1-0. Fastball gets the call this time. Outside corner, 1-1. Give you a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboards here tonight. Around Birdland, it's already gone final from Cleveland. Orioles opening up a very important series against the Guardians. McKenzie lofts it down the left field line. Left fielder Hodo gives chase, but that's back into the seats. 1-2. Orioles coming off of a series win against Houston. Lifeless loss tonight as they lose to Cleveland 5-1. Orioles are now 67-61 in the season. 1-2 on its way to McKenzie, and he swings and lifts it high in the air, out into left center. Center fielder Beavers wanders over a couple of steps and makes the catch with one hand for the first out here in the sixth. Around the rest of Birdland, there's a lot of movement as far as players go, as in addition to the Orioles sending Judd Fabian from Delmarva to Aberdeen. Daryl Hernandez has gone from Aberdeen to AA Bowie. Daryl had been hitting over 300 with the Ironbirds, so a very well-deserved promotion for Daryl. First pitch breaking ball to Haraldi Diaz is on the outside corner for strike one. And going from AA to AAA, Joey Ortiz and Colton Kowser getting the promotion just one step away from the majors. 0-1, breaking ball to Durr. This time, Diaz lays off. It's 1-1. And Bowie with their new-look lineup defeated Erie 6-5. Connor Norby with two homers. Now up to 14 on the season with the Bay Sox. 1-1. Diaz takes the fastball, the outside corner. It's 1-2. Last of the eighth from Norfolk. Tides right now shutting out the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 5-0. Brett Phillips has just homered his second of the year with the Tides. As Bruce Zimmerman, 1-2, Diaz reaches for it and rips it into right for a base hit on the line. Prado comes into play it. Up to second goes Bossier. And Fred Knapp with two hits here in the sixth. Have runners at first and second and one out. Cortland Lawson and due up next, the nine-hole hitter. Bruce Zimmerman, 7 2/3 shutout innings for the Tides, as they look to take the opener off of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And Aberdeen, they had their game postponed against Hickory. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. First and second, one out for Cortland Lawson. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Takes a first pitch fastball here inside, had to lift his arms out of the way. 1-0. From Fredericksburg, it's the Fred Dance 6 and the Shorebirds 3. Last the 6th. First and second, 1-0. Ryan Hennin in a pickle, and his 1-0. It's cut on and missed. Able to sneak a fastball right by Lawson. 1-1. Lawson, an RBI single back in the second. Made it 3-0 at that point. Shorebirds have been as close as one run. They made it 3-2 after 3.5. The Fred Nats with two in the last of the fourth, one in the last of the fifth, have opened up a three-run lead. 2-1, or 1-1 rather, has popped out of play. First base side. And Hennin jumps ahead of Lawson, 1-2. Lawson out of Tennessee, 14th round pick. 6'2", 200-pound right-handed batter. First and second, one out the pitch. And the fastball's a called strike three at the letters. Hennin able to ring up Lawson. And that's the second out here in the sixth. So that brings up the top of the order and Jacob Young. He is 1-for-3 and has actually hit into two double plays. A line drive double play as well as a 6-4-3. Hennin's first pitch. Fastball misses high. Ball one. Bossier out at second. Over at first, that's Geraldy Diaz. Jacob Young, the hitter, leads all of professional baseball in runs scored. Now the 104. Takes a rip at the 1-0 and whips it in the air out to right. Towards the gap, the right fielder Prado calls for it and makes the catch pretty easily for the final out here in the sixth. Hennin works around two singles, strands them both aboard. On to the seventh. It's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, it's still Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 3. Sam Jelinek with you, and it's now Cody Greenhill on the mound for the Fred Nats. He replaces Jackson Rutledge on this tech net called the bullpen. Rutledge, a quality start here tonight. He goes six innings, allows three runs on four hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. Leaves in line for what would be his seventh win of the season, making 4-1 over his past six starts. Greenhill tried to take the baton smoothly in the seventh. Silas Arduan leads it off for the Shorebirds. It's the bottom of the order. Arduan, Romero, and Prado. First pitch from Greenhill's a called strike on the inside corner. Strike one. Green Hill, 6'4", 216-pound righty. Full wind with nobody on in the 0-1. Ardwan takes down and in. One ball, one strike. Green Hill making his 33rd appearance of the season. He's 1-0 with a 2.81 ERA. 1-1, skipped in. Easy take for Ardwan. It's 2-1. Ardwan is 0-2 so far today. Has struck out looking. That was back in the second. And he grounded out to the third and the fourth. 2-1, fastball misses up and in. Ball three. Green Hill, 41 2/3 innings this year. Has struck out 67 and walked just 9. 3-1. Ardwan swings and misses. Fastball letter high. Can't connect. It's 3-2. Green Hill, first base side of the rubber. Hands in front of his face. Now drops them. The wind and the pitch. And the fastball is up and in. Goes to the backstop. Ardwan drops the bat. Jogs down to first. And the Shorebirds lead off base runner here to start the seventh. For Green Hill, just the 10th walk he's issued this season. And the first time that he's allowed a walk since back on August the 6th. Span of more than 7 innings. Green Hill hasn't allowed a run in the entirety of the month of August. Going all the way back to August the 3rd. 8 straight consecutive scoreless appearances. First pitch to Noel Burt Romero. It's on the inside corner for strike one. Ardwan over at first, nobody out. Shorebirds trail 6-3, top of the 7th. First game of this 6-game set. 0-1. Romero fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-2. Romero 0-2 tonight. He's grounded to third and struck out. Right-handed batter, the 0-2. Good swing. Just fouled it back, though. Still no balls, two strikes. Ardwan barely a lead over at first. Now the 0-2. And Romero swings, hits it high in the air out to right. Chases McKenzie back a couple of steps towards the right center gap. And the right fielder puts it away for the first out here in the top of the 7th. Romero falls to 0-3 so far tonight. Brings in the 9-hole hitter, Elio Prado. Prado, right-handed batter, the first pitch home. He swings and pounds it into the ground foul. First, or third base side, rather. It's 0-1. Shorebirds trying to avoid losing their 10th consecutive game to the Fredettes. 0-1. Prado swings and rips it out to deep left center. Young racing back center fielder looks up. It's off the base of the wall. Ardwan makes it to third. He stops there, and Prado into second, standing with a double. Shorebirds with two in scoring position now in the top of the 7th with just one out. Still down by 3, but now the tying run coming to the plate. It's the top of the order, Carter Young. Young is hitless so far tonight. 4-game hitting streak on the line after he went 9-for-26 last week against Lynchburg. 3 doubles. Switch hitter pads from the left side. Infield plays him to pull. Also playing back here with the Fredettes up 3 in the top of the 7th. First pitch to Young. Fastball misses high and away. Ball 1. Young has grounded out, struck out looking, and flied out. Second and third, 1 out. Here's the pitch. And Young, a hard grounder right at the second baseman, Aruda. He gloves, throws to first, retires Young. Ardwan comes in to score, so the Shorebirds have trimmed it now to a 2-run deficit. It's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 4. Top of the 7th, 2 outs. Romero at third now. Or Prado at third now, beg your pardon. And Jackson Holiday stands in, representing the tying run. First pitch to Holiday. He swings and fouls it out of play left field side. Strike one. For Young, that's his second RBI of the season with Delmarva. 0-1 to Holiday. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Two outs, top of the seventh. Shorebirds down two. And Holiday, the tying run of the plate. Jackson, the first overall pick in this year's draft. The 1-1 just on the outside corner. Off-speed pitch finds the edge. Hits 1-2. Shorebirds down 6-4. Top of the seventh. Two outs. 1-2 pitch to Holiday. Able to lay off. Fastball high and away. 2-2. Reese Sharp is throwing out the Shorebirds bullpen. He's actually just stopped. So he is ready to go, and he'll come on in the last of the seventh. Greenhill set from the belt is 2-2. And Holiday takes a called strike three. Fastball, letter high, inside corner. He's down looking. And the Shorebirds strand Prado at third to end the seventh. They do get another run back. RBI ground out for Carter Young. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds down two. It's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 4. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Brock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Hope you had a good stretch. The Shorebirds trail the Fred Nats 6-4 now after an RBI ground out for Carter Young. In the top of the innings, the Shorebirds scored for the second straight frame, cutting into a two-run game. Reese Sharp replaces Ryan Hennin on this technet called the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva technet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Hennin goes two innings in his Delmarva debut, allows a run on three hits, no walks, two strikeouts, and held the serve rather admirably, given that he literally joined this team about 5 hours ago. So congrats, Ryan, on your Delmarva debut. And now Reese Sharp takes over, and he'll try to hold down the fort the rest of the way. Sharp appearing in his third game with the Shorebirds, and the first pitch to JT Arruda is foul tipped, held on to him by the catcher Ardwan. It's 0-1. Sharp the wind and the 0-1. Fastball misses high and away. One ball, one strike. Sharp, 20th round pick this year out of University of Indiana. 1-1. Arruda takes, breaking ball misses just down and away. Ball two are better known as Indiana University. Sharp so far has thrown three innings for the Shorebirds, hasn't allowed a run, one hit. 2-1. Arruda swings and fouls it back over our heads. Out of the ballpark, 2-2. He's walked five and struck out six. 6-3, 220. Right-handed pitcher goes into his wind, deals home, and Arruda swings and misses. Fastball there high at 93. And Sharp strikes out Arruda for the first down here in the seventh. Just the fourth Fred Nat to strike out so far today. Brings up Will Frizzell. Frizzell is 1-for-3, singled and scored back in the first. Left-handed batter, wide open stance. Sharp's pitch. Breaking ball, just a little outside. Ball one. Sharp this year with the Hoosiers was 3-6 with a 6.42 ERA. 54 2/3 innings. The 1-0, Frizzell swings and misses. 1-1. He did strike out 76, but walked 28. Gave up 49 hits, 8 homers. Kicks and deals, the 1-1. Frizzell pops it up. Down the third base line, third baseman Wagner gives chase, but it's into the seats. And Frizzell stays alive, although now behind in the count. 1-2. Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 4, bottom of the 7th, game 1 of this 6-game set. Series opener here on Tuesday night. 1-2, and Frizzell tags it deep right center. Prado gives it a look at the wall. It's gone. Will Frizzell, his 10th homer of the season in just his 25th. Game play with the Thread Bats. Gets a run back for Fredericksburg as they extend their lead back out to 3. It's now Fredericksburg 7, Delmarva 4. Here in the last of the 7. Sharp, a deep breath, toes the rubber, tries to recollect here. And the first pitch to Trey Lipscomb. This is high for ball one. So Fred Nat's back up by 3 after the Shorebirds scored a run in the top of the inning to get it back to 2. 1-0. Lipscomb swings. It's a hard grounder through the hole left side and on into left field for a base hit. His first hit of the day. He's now 1-for-3. So a runner at first and 1-0. That brings up T.J. White. After striking out from the right side his last time up, flips back around to the left side here. The pitch. Curveball misses low for ball one. Last time we saw Reese was last week against Lynchburg on the 24th. Last Wednesday. Through two innings. Didn't allow a hit. 1-0. Breaking ball, that one finds the outside corner. 1-1. Did walk 4 though and struck out 4. And now has given up his first run as a Shorebird. Lipscomb at first, a large lead. He takes off, Sharp fires home, and White pops it in the air down the left field line. Left fielder Hono racing after it towards the seats. It drops in, it's a fair ball. Hono didn't think he had room. He thought it was going to drop, but it fell down the line. A fair ball. White safe at first. Lipscomb ends up at second. And it's a base hit. Just a little bit of both Holiday, the shortstop, and left fielder Hono. Have never played here before. It's that left field sidewall down the left field line that really encroaches on the field of play. And I think Hono and Holiday thought the baseball was going to get out of play. But it dropped in fair, barely. So it's a hit for White. Lipscomb goes up to second. And now first and second, one out for Brandon Bossier. And now Sharp as he comes set, balks. He started to come set, stopped, and then kept on going. So runners at second and third. One out, and the infield comes in. Still no count on Bossier. Fred Nat's on the verge of blowing this open. First pitch, and Bossier smacks it foul, left field side, 0-1. And now time called. We're going to get back to the action. A loose ball down the left field line. Infield in for the Shorebirds. Now down three. Last the seventh. Second and third. One out for Bossier. Sharp from the belt. Kicks and deals. Curveball freezes Bossier. Over the heart of the plate. It's 0-2. Bossier this season has driven in 49. Drove in a run earlier tonight. That gave him 50. 1-for-2 on the day. Singled his last time up. Left-handed batter, the 0-2, and he swings and misses. Sharp able to get Bossier with an off-speed pitch. A very important strikeout. Infield can now play back. Still second and third, and Sharp has to get through Jared McKenzie. McKenzie is 1-for-3, an RBI double back in the fourth. Fifth rounder this year out of Baylor, playing his ninth game with the Fred Nats. First pitch. Fastball is high. Ball one. Geraldi Diaz is catcher. He's on deck. McKenzie, a very spread out stance. Takes up nearly the entire width of the box on the left side. Sharp down the hill, the 1-0. And the fastball is high again. Ball two. Shorebirds really just trying to patch this game together. It's a bullpen day. Gillis went two, Weston went two, Hennin went two. And now Sharp, who's given up a run in the seventh, trying to keep it at just one. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and grounded back up the middle. Beyond second, shortstop Holiday flags it down. Fakes the throw to third, says the runner call off the third. Holiday throws back to third. It's not in time. White able to dive back safely. Holiday kept the ball at the infield, saving a run. But scoring from third, Lipscomb on the single anyways for McKenzie. And the Fred Nats doubling up the Shorebirds again. It's 8-4. McKenzie a two-hit and multi-RBI game now. Lipscomb scores from third, White, who rounded third a little too aggressively. And I'm surprised Holiday, he pump faked to first. And then stared at third before making a throw. I'm not sure if Wagner wasn't ready to receive it or why he didn't fire off immediately, because he had White off. But first and third, now two outs, and Geraldi Diaz the batter. First pitch, and Diaz swings and misses. Fastball over the heart of the plate. Strike one. Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4. Bomb of the seventh. Sharp the set and the pitch. Runner goes from first, and Diaz pops it high in the air behind home. Ardoin gives it a look, but it's back into the seats. About 15 rows back up the first base side. 0-2. So still 0-2 on Diaz, who's perfect on the day. Singled twice and doubled as well. RBI single back in the fourth. Sharp set. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first again, and Diaz pops it up again. Out of play. Third base side this time. And the count stays at 0-2. Shorebirds down four now, last the seventh. A throw over to first, and McKenzie back in with a dive. Shorebirds being out hit 13-5. To 0-2 again, and Diaz swings and misses. Can't connect on the off-speed pitch down low. Sharp able to strike him out, strikes out three in the seventh, but not much consolation after giving up two runs. On to the eighth, it's now Fredericksburg 8 and Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, the Shorebirds now down four here in this one. It's Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4. Frednat scoring twice in the last seventh. Now go to the bullpen again. TechNet called the pen, brings on Marlon Perez to relieve Cody Greenhill, who saw his scoreless innings streak snapped at nine. Gave up a run last inning on a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Perez, the southpaw, winds and fires his first pitch to Dylan Beavers. It's grounded over to Bossier at first. He bobbles it, but picks it up and goes to the bank to still retire Beavers in time. And there's one away here in the top of the eighth. It's a one-pitch, one-out for Perez, who takes over, presumably for the final six outs for the Frednats. Perez making his 17th appearance of the season. He's 2-2 with a 3.75 ERA. First pitch to Max Wagner. Misses down and in for ball one. Perez, 24 innings, has struck out 30 and walked just 5. 20 hits, 10 runs all earned. 1-0. Wagner swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Giving up one homer, hit three batters. 5'10", 180-pound lefty out of La Habana, Cuba. Kicks and deals, the 1-1. And Wagner takes off the inside corner. 2-1. Wagner 0-for-2 tonight, a sacrifice fly his last time up. 2-1. Fastball is way high. Ball three. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Frednats. 3-1 to Wagner. He takes outside ball four, and Wagner walks with one out here in the eighth. For the Shorebirds, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors so far in this one. Reed Dribble, the next batter. He's 2-for-3, so he has 40% of the offensive production tonight for the Shorebirds. RBI single back in the fourth, and he also doubled in the second. Switch hitter flips around to the right side here. Weaker of the two sides. First pitch. Trimble takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. And for Trimble, it's weird that that's his weaker side, only because that's his natural side. But it's just a product of circumstance more than anything. 0-1. Trimble swings, hits it in the air, down the right field line, dropping fast. McKenzie races over, and the right fielder able to pluck it out of the air just in time. On the warning track, shallow down the right field line. And there's two away here in the eighth. Wagner stays put at first. Brings up Doug Hodo. Hodo is 0-for-3 so far in this one. Struck out twice and grounded to short back in the sixth. Wagner at first, two outs. Shorebirds trail the Fred Nats 8-4. Top of the eighth. Perez's pitch. And Hodo takes a breaking ball. Called strike. 0-1. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds pen, so it'll be Reese Sharp when we go on to the bottom of the eighth. 0-1. Hodo takes a fastball down and in. 1-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Perez leans in for the side, hand against his front knee. Now comes set, letter high, the 1-1. And Hodo, a bouncer foul, down the third base line. One ball, two strikes. Wagner at first, he walked with one out. Still there at first with two outs. Top eight, Birds down four. Here's the pitch. And Hodo takes just down away. Backed away from the plate and waited to see whether or not Corey Gerber was going to ring him up. And Hodo lived to tell the tale. Two-two pitch. And Hodo tried to check his swing, but he went around. This time, Corey Gerber does ring him up. Hodo down on strikes, and the Shorebirds leave Wagner at first after his one-out walk here in the eighth. On to the last of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday night from Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Shorebirds kicking off the six-game set against the Fred Nats, their final six road games of the season. And so far, the Fred Nats' consistent attack has scored in five of the seven innings to date. Reese Sharp comes back out for the last of the eighth. He gave up two runs last inning. And his first pitch to Cortland Lawson is a called strike on the inside corner for strike one. Last inning, Sharp allowed four hits, homer, three singles. Lawson swings, foul tips it, held on to by the catcher Art Juan. 0-2. Sharp center of the rubber, third base side rather. 0-2. Lawson tries to check his swing, appeal to first, and Nobu Yazuda says he held up. 1-2. Bottom of the order here for Fred Nats, 9-1-2. Then the top of the order. Sharp, a deep breath, lifts the leg, the 1-2. And Lawson way late on the fastball, emergency hack, swings and misses, and Sharp his fourth strikeout out of the bullpen. One out here in the eighth. Ties a career high for Sharp, the four strikeouts. Burgeoning career at this point. One that could have started earlier had he wanted to. He was actually drafted out of high school by the San Francisco Giants. First pitch to Jacob Young. Fastball is off the inside corner. Ball one. That was the 28th round back in 2019. Coming out of Noblesville High School. Instead wanted to go and play for his Hoosiers. 1-0. Young takes a fastball inside again for ball two. I don't think it can be adequately described or explained the love that Indianans have for that university. 2-0. Young swings, bloops it in the air to shallow right. Prado racing in, and it drops. Right out of the reach of the second baseman, Young. Prado, a late jump, couldn't get there in time. And it's a bloop single for Jacob Young, his second hit of the day. He's now 2-for-5. Young also hit into two double plays today. Line drive double play and a ground ball double play. And remember, double plays are always better with Chick-fil-A. Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants have partnered with the Bird to sponsor every double play the Shorebirds turn here this season. So Young at first, a very big lead in the first pitch to JT Arruda, is down the dirt, blocked by Ardwan, is thrown to second, skips by Holiday, backed up by the second baseman Young. But Jacob Young into second on the wild pitch. So a runner at second, 1-0. 1-0 count on Arruda, who's 1-for-4 so far tonight. Sharp leans in, has his sign. Now comes set. Look to second, now the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in. Ball two. Young leads away from second. Nobody really holding him tight. Holiday the closest to performing that duty. 2-0. Swung on and fouled off the catcher, Erdwan. 2-1. Randy Baraguete or Alejandro Mendez starting to throw again out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 2-1. Fastball is on the outside black. 2-2. That does look like Alejandro Mendez, who is playing a lot of the Shorebirds bullpen, trying to come off an absolutely atrocious week against Lynchburg. Even those who didn't take losses or blown saves still got battered and bruised pretty good. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ardwan has it hit off the umpire and stay in front. But Young takes third anyway as Ardwan didn't know where to win. Second wild pitch of the inning. So the Shorebirds infield comes in again. Full counts on Arruda. Will Frizzell on deck. Shorebirds down 8-4, bottom half of the eighth. Can't really afford to fall down anymore. 3-2. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball four. And Sharp walks Arruda. First and third, 1-0. Brings up Frizzell, who homered off of Sharp last inning. Frizzell, 2-for-4, singled and scored in the first as well before swatting his 10th homer of the season last inning. Middle infield plays back, now looking for two. Wagner at third, just a step behind the bag. First and third, 1-out. Sharp's pitch, and Frizzell takes a breaking ball. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. Mendez still throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. One. Frizzell laid on the fastball, actually stumbled through his swing. Foul tipped it. It's 0-2. Shorebirds trying to keep this within slim range before going to the top of the ninth. Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4, bottom 8, and the 0-2 just a little outside with a breaking pitch. 0-2. Sharp four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, his pitch mix. Shorebirds have gotten two double plays tonight. And a third gets Sharp out of the eighth, the 1-2. And Frizzell swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down the dirt. Sharp strikes him out. That's a career-high fifth. Two away here in the eighth. Runners stay at first and third. And now the batter is Trey Lipscomb. Lipscomb singled off of Sharp last inning through the whole left side. Now has first and third, Young at third, Abruto at first. This is very good speed and very good base runners who might think about taking off. Throw over to first, nearly bounced in by Sharp, but Romero able to go down and get it. Young dancing away from third considerably as well. Lipscomb, 1-for-3, RBI ground out back in the fifth. First pitch. He swings and skies it out into shallow right. Second baseman Young backpedaling, calls for it and makes the catch for the final out here in the eighth. Sharp able to strand to a board and on to the ninth. Shorebirds need 4 to tie, 5 to take the lead. It's Fredericksburg 8 and Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds here. It's Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4. 7-8-9 to up for the Shorebirds. Silas Ardoin leads it off against Arlen Perez, who allowed a walk in the eighth, but nothing else in his first inning out of the bullpen, a scoreless frame. First pitch to Ardoin. Misses down and in with a breaking ball for ball one. Ardoin is 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out, grounded out, and walked and scored his last time up. Swings the 1-0 here, drives it high in the air, out to deep left, back towards the wall, goes white, and on the warning track, he's able to put it away. Just enough room as he retires Ardoin for the first out here in the ninth. This kind of seems to be a pretty good representation of the Shorebirds' evening here. Long fly ball ties on the warning track. Shorebirds just 5 hits. They really made the most of their opportunities tonight, but the Fred Nats with 14 hits. Obviously a bit more offensive thump. One out, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Romero is 0-for-3. He's grounded to third, struck out, and flied to right. Right-handed batter against the lefty Perez. Here's the pitch. Fastball zips in. Inside corner. It's 0-2. 0-2 pitch. And Romero able to reach for it, fouls it back and out of play. Sounded like that got a window, maybe shattered something. 0-2 still. Fred Nats ended up scoring here tonight in 5 of 8 innings. 0-2. Romero lifts it in the air down the right field line. Right fielder McKenzie just in fair territory makes the play. Stopped right in front of the line. Like we've talked about here, the right and left field sidewalls really hang so tight up against the foul line, maybe about 5 to 10 feet of space. McKenzie got to the spot, threw on the brakes, made the catch. And the Shorebirds down to their final out. Last hope is Elio Prado. He's 1 for 3. He doubled his last time up. First pitch. Prado takes on the outside corner for strike one. Top of the ninth, it's Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4, and the 0-1. This is downstairs, 1-1. Shorebirds never let in this game. Fred Nats with 2 in the first. 1-1, fastball this high, 2-1. Got it back to a one-run game after 3.5, 3-2. Fred Nats after that, expanding their lead. 2 in the immediate bottom half of the fourth, restoring their 3-run advantage in hasn't been close since. 2-1. It's on the outside corner, and the Shorebirds are down to their final strike. Fredericksburg 8, Delmarva 4, top of the ninth. Elio Prado the batter. Perez the wind and the pitch, and Prado pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. First baseman Bossier gives it a look by the Shorebirds railing, and he can't bring it in. Ran up to the sidewall, or railing, reached into the Shorebirds dugout. And just whiffed. Would have been a great catch. But instead, we play on for another pitch. Still 2-2 on Prado. Top of the order is on deck, if we get that far. Perez the kick and the 2-2. And Prado takes down the dirt. 3-2. Payoff pitch, and Prado just gets a piece of it, squibs it by the on-deck batter, Carter Young. Another 3-2 coming to Elio Prado, trying to keep the game alive. The pitch he takes, just a little low. Ball four. And Prado walks, and the game is extended for Carter Young. Prado at first and two outs, top of the ninth. Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 8-4. Young switch hitter stands in from the right side. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Young is taking an 0-4 tonight, his 4-game hitting streak on the line. One final chance to extend it. He's grounded out to second twice, did drive in a run his last time up. The 1-0. Young takes high for ball two. And Perez all of a sudden having trouble finding the strike zone. Jackson Holiday on deck. 2-0. And Young rips it down the left field line, but that's foul. 2-1. Top of the ninth, two outs. Shorebirds trying to stave off a series-opening loss. Prado at first, two outs. Down by four of the pitch, and Young swings, hits it high in the air out to shallow left center. Center fielder Young comes in, camps under it, and makes the catch. And that's the ball game. Shorebirds drop the opener here from Fredericksburg by a final of 8-4. Pretty standard ho-hum win for the Frednats as the Shorebirds get it back to a one-run game after 3.5 and never got as close after. Fred Nats offense pounds out 14 hits en route to the victory, and the Shorebirds just 5 hits end up with four runs. Their final tonight, it's the Fredericksburg Nationals 8 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 4. Go ahead, take a break. Come back with totals and a recap. Final one more time, it's the Fred Nats 8 and the Shorebirds 4. Post-game show is next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com. Or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Back here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds falling to the Fred Nats 8-4 here in the series opener. Shorebirds, just not enough offense to go around tonight, especially when the Fred Nats score 8. Just hard to make life easy when that's the case. Give up 14 hits, 8 runs. End up asking a lot of your offense. The Shorebirds just 5 hits today. They did draw 5 walks, but otherwise didn't threaten all too often. When they did, they had a lot of trouble with runners in scoring position in tonight's game. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Fred Nats are on the board early. 2 in the bottom of the first. Single for Jacob Young. Single for Will Frizzell. And then a Trey Lipscomb walk, loaded the bases with one out. DJ White then forced him to run with a walk before Brandon Bossier, an RBI ground out, made it 2-0. Fred Nats added another in the second, RBI single for Cortland Lawson. Shorebirds trimmed the deficit back to 1 in the fourth. Jackson Holliday walked, Dylan Beavers doubled him home. Then after a flyout, moved Beavers to third. Reed Trimble, a single, passed a drone in infield, made it 3-2. That was as close as the Birds got the rest of the night. Fred Nats scored once in the last of the fifth. Shorebirds countered with 1 in the top of the sixth. The Max Wagner sack fly to keep it a 2-run game. Or should have mentioned as well, Fred Nats scored twice in the bottom of the fourth to reinstate their 3-run lead. Then once in the fifth to make it 4. Shorebirds with runs in the sixth and seventh. Sack fly Max Wagner and then an RBI ground out for Connor Young. Got the Shorebirds back to within 2. But 2 in the last of the 7th, a Will Frizzell solo homer and a Jaron McKenzie RBI single gave us our final line of the game as the Fred Nats won it 8-4. Final lines in this one for the Fred Nats, 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors, they strand 8. Delmarva, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, they strand 6. Jackson Rutledge picks up the win, a quality start, he improves to 7-6. He goes 6 innings, allows 3 runs all earned on 4 hits. 2 walks and 7 strikeouts. Keegan Gillis takes the loss for the Shorebirds as he falls to 1-1. Gillis goes 2 innings, allows 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks and strikes out 1. Started tonight's game at 7:06, finished at 9:44, time of game 2 hours and 38 minutes, in front of 3,354 here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 44-76 on the season. Now 23-32 here in the second half. Now on the road, they're 22-39, and they have now lost 2 games in a row and 10 in a row to the Fred Nats. Fredericksburg, they improved to 67-53 here this season. 34-20 in the second half, 37-23 at home, and they avoid back-to-back losses. They win their 10th straight off the Shorebirds. Go ahead, get you some out-of-town scores here now from Birdland first up. Aberdeen, they get rained out at home against Hickory. They'll play two tomorrow. Norfolk, a 5-0 shutout win of Lehigh Valley as Bruce Zimmerman. 7-2/3 shutout, D.L. Hull. Here's the final inning in the third shutout to ring up that win over Lehigh Valley. Bowie, 6-5 win over Erie. Connor Norby, 4 hits, 2 homers, a triple, 4 driven in. Orioles, they lose the Guardians 5-1 as they get 1 hit. 1 run on 1 hit for the O's. They're 67-61. Carolina League scores for you. Lynchburg, 4-1 winner over Kannapolis. Down East leads Fayetteville 10-4. That's in the bottom of the 8th. Columbia, 9-0 shutout of the Carolina Mudcats. Augusta, they win 11-6 over Salem. And Charleston was postponed against Myrtle Beach. Those are the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds and Frednats, final day of August. Shorebirds will try to end August on a high note. They actually had a chance before these prior two losses, if they had won out, to actually have a .500 record in August. That is no longer possible. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow is Juan Nunez on the mound for the Shorebirds. 0-0 at 2.35 ERA. Yarlene Susana on the mound for the Frednats. 0-0 at 2.70 ERA for himself. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 8, Delmarva Shorebirds 4. Shorebirds doubled up. Didn't really get too much going today. Dylan Beavers, another 2-hit game, finishes 2-for-4 with an RBI. Jackson Holliday, couple of walks, couple of runs scored. Other than that, the Birds doubled up by the Frednats 8-4, losing their 10th in a row to the Frednats. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.